This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Kerr. U.S. President Joe Biden has urged all Americans to get the COVID vaccine when it becomes available to them, insisting that the shots are safe. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
After touring a Pfizer vaccine plant in Michigan, the president hailed what he called the vaccine miracle, saying there should be enough doses for all Americans by July.
I believe we'll be approaching normalcy by the end of this year.
But he warns there will be bumps.
Look what's happening with the weather now, for example, slowing up the distribution.
With some vaccine sites closed, the government's held back roughly 6 million doses.
About 3 days of delayed shipping.
White House virus response advisor Andy Slavitt expects the backlog to be cleared within a week, but he says vaccine sites will have to work overtime to get back on track. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Leaders of the Group of Seven Economic Powers promised Friday to immunize the world's neediest people against the coronavirus by giving money and precious vaccine doses to a UN-backed vaccine distribution effort. But the leaders, under pressure over their vaccination campaigns at home, were not willing to say exactly how much vaccine they were willing to share with the developing world or when. Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany said after the G7 leaders held a virtual meeting that fair distribution of vaccines was an elementary question of fairness, but she added no vaccination appointment in Germany is going to be endangered. After their first meeting of the year, held remotely because of the pandemic, the leaders said they would accelerate global vaccine development and deployment and support affordable and equitable access to vaccines and treatments for COVID-19.